With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Japan is reacting to President Biden's characterization of the country's immigration policies as xenophobic. The BBC's correspondent Will Leonardo reports.
Joe Biden's comments have caused a stir in Japan less than a month after he hosted the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Washington. While making a point about immigration's effect on the US economy, Mr. Biden said Japan, alongside Russia, China and India, was struggling because it was xenophobic and anti-immigrant. American officials have sought to downplay his words in recent days, but Tokyo clearly believed an official response was needed. It said the unfortunate comment by the leader of its closest ally had misunderstood Japanese policy. While Japan has been trying to attract more foreign workers in recent years, it remains one of the most homogenous countries on earth.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Ukrainian village is nearly destroyed by Russian strikes.
A Ukrainian village is left in ruins with residents fleeing a Russian advance. Recent drone footage shows the Ukrainian village of Ochiritine completely battered by fighting. Most houses, apartment blocks, and other buildings look damaged beyond repair, and of some remain nothing but piles of wood and bricks. Residents scrambled to flee as the village became a target for Russian forces in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. Russian troops are advancing in the area and elsewhere, pounding Kyiv's depleted, ammunition-deprived forces with artillery, drones, and bombs. Ukraine's military acknowledges that the Russians have gained a foothold in Ochiritine, but says that fighting against Russian forces continues. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Delegates at the United Methodist Church's General Conference this week repealed their longstanding ban on celebrations of same-sex marriages by clergy and overwhelmingly repealed the practice of homosexuality as incompatible with Christian teaching. SRN News. CDC comes out with a new report on fertility.
And it's down again, dropping to 1.62, which is well below the standard replacement rate of 2.1 for industrialized countries. The U.S. fertility rate is the lowest it's been since the government began compiling records some 100 years ago. There were just about 3.6 million total births in the country last year, the lowest number since 1979. The U.S. has been below the replacement rate since 2007. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging on America's college campuses, Congress is considering a bill requiring federal monitors be sent to the campuses of colleges and universities. Those officials would chart anti-Semitic acts and oversee the school's response. And while the monitors would be appointed by the Secretary of Education, their salaries would be paid for by the universities. This is SRN News. The Food and Drug Administration's finalized a rule to regulate medical tests that have long escaped oversight.
The rule is designed to improve the accuracy and reliability of tests developed at large laboratories, including hospitals and universities. The FDA has warned for years that inaccurate test results can lead to unnecessary treatment and delays in getting proper care. Under the new requirements, labs will have about 4 years to win FDA approval for new tests.
Jeremy House reports the FDA estimates there's about 80,000 medical tests already on the market. Those will not be required to get FDA approval. The government and Google made their closing arguments in a high-stakes antitrust trial, and now a federal judge in Washington will decide whether the tech giant's search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly. The department says Google's preeminence as an internet search engine is an illegal monopoly. More at SRNnews.com.